we got some remarkable testimony now from a member of the Kurdish community who lives in Portsmouth. Our East Hampshire and Isle of Wight reporter Dominic Blake has got this. And Dom, you've been talking to the leader of Portsmouth's Kurdish community.
Yes, that's right, Steve. I think even people who live in the city might be surprised to hear that there are about 2,000 Kurdish people living here. Many of them are Iraqi Kurds who had to leave the country back in the 1980s when they were attacked by Saddam Hussein. Obviously, that dictator's gone. But now the Kurds are really facing a new crisis because of the rise of Islamic State. The fighting in Syria and other parts of northern Iraq has forced more than a million Kurds to leave their homes. And many of those people are now living in refugee camps in extremely hard conditions. And I've been speaking to the leader of the Kurdish community here in Portsmouth. This is Omed Penjwini.
The whole international community witnessed the atrocities that have been committed by the so-called ISIS. Not just against the Kurdish people, they have reached their absolutely the uttermost brutality by beheading journalists and the people who are actually there to help the vulnerable people. ISIS is exceptions. They have no limits. Their brutality has no limit at all. Then the difficulties that the people in this region, particularly the Kurdish people, face is absolutely enormous. They have carried out a lot of attacks, especially lately after airstrikes been carried out against them. They've been committing crimes against the humanity in the Kurdish region and taking revenge on the Kurdish regions. For that reason, over 1.5 million Kurdish forced to leave their place and go somewhere else or go to the mountain just to seek shelters.
And there are other large areas like Koban, which are effectively under siege from ISIS.
Yes, in fact, that is the region from the Kurdistan part of Syria, which we call the west of Kurdistan. Unfortunately, their geographical area is exactly within the reach of the ISIS, and they are completely isolated. They are vulnerable people. They've been suffering for a very long time, and now I think everybody who watches the TV knows the scale of their miseries and their suffering.
Omid Penjwini there, talking to our reporter Dominic Blake. Don, what does Omid think about the vote that's taking place today?
Well, it's being watched very carefully. He says, of course, that the Kurds have been doing everything they can to defend their own people through the Peshmerga or the Kurdish army. And in fact, many members of the Kurdish community here have relatives already fighting on the front line there. And Britain has been supporting those irregulars with things like, as they try and take on Islamic State, with things like heavy machine guns. But they say that that kind of support doesn't go far enough. And it's mainly because of things like the tanks and artillery that Islamic State captured when Islamic State overran the north of Iraq, taking it effectively away from the Iraqi army. So Omid says that he supports British airstrikes, but he is at the same time acutely aware that many British people are worried about getting involved in another ground war.
Absolutely, personally, and the Kurdish community in Britain and Kurdish people in general understand the concerns of the British people and the West in general with regard to involving in another war. We definitely do not ask for anything like this. What we say, as the British Prime Minister said clearly, that the ISIS is a threat to the international community. They are a threat to the human beings. And I absolutely agree with the Prime Minister that together we can defeat them.